The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Happy Tuesday. It is Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR in Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. We'll get to our guest in just a moment, but first let's take a look at the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. Light and variable wind. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Right now we're looking at 67 at our Federico Drive studios here in Pittsfield. And PCTV's turning 40 this year, and we're inviting you to join the celebration. Our 40th anniversary celebration is coming up on September 18th at Berkshire Hills Country Club, starting at 6, an evening of food, fun, and dancing. Tickets are $50, and the event will also feature a keynote address from WTEN's Ryan Peterson. For more information and to get your tickets, go to PittsfieldTV.org. Again, PittsfieldTV.org. And then Joe 80 and the Lugnuts will be playing from 9 to midnight. So that's going to be a great time. Get your tickets now at PittsfieldTV.org. Our guest this morning, Carrie Hescock from the Win the Day Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
If you don't mind, can we start with Jake's story, Jake
sure.
Hescock's story?
Yeah.
I'm sure most people are familiar, but just in case people aren't.
Absolutely. So Jake was a Division I tight end football player for the University of Central Florida. He played 6 years for them. He was healthy, vibrant, mm-hmm. Athletic, of course, obviously. And he moved back to Pittsfield in September of 2022. And he was home for about 3 months. During that time, he was pursuing a career with Stryker. He wanted to become a medical sales rep. And finally, he landed his dream job. He was going to be placed in upper New England region. So he left our home on Monday, December 5th, to move to Boston. And we FaceTimed that evening. And he said he was going out for an early morning jog before he started his job on Tuesday, December 6th. He went out for the jog and was stricken with sudden cardiac arrest. A good Samaritan saw him go down. went to his aid, provided CPR. And I believe a state trooper also joined and tried to help because Jake was such a large individual that they needed two people to provide CPR. We know that an AED was not provided at that time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he'd still be here. And we also know that it took EMS 18 minutes to get to him, which is far too long. He was admitted to Mass General. He had an MRI performed on Saturday, December 10th, and the findings were that he suffered an anoxic brain injury due to the lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, December 11th, they called us early in the morning, like 2:30, and said that things were changing. And then they called back about 4:30 and asked us to come because things were getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we arrived and we made the decision that we would remove him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. It's, thank you for telling us that story. And Jake played a couple of years at Taconic High School, you know, local kid, went on, did great things, 6 years at UCF.
Yes.
Which is a D1 school. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, it was,
you know,
big time ball.
Right.
It was big time. He played with some very athletic individuals, and he did well. He did really well. And he had some great mentors. He was brought on the team by Coach Frost. And then, unfortunately, Coach Frost left shortly after Jake arrived, or a year after Jake arrived, mm-hmm. but Jake had to sit out that year because he was a transfer from
right.
the University of Wisconsin. And then Coach Heupel came on, and that's when Jake started to flourish. And Coach saw his potential, and then he became the starting tight end for the team, which was pretty miraculous, you know, to be able to be a starter at that level. And he scored some touchdowns and made Pittsfield proud. We were all able to watch him on Saturdays on television, if we couldn't make it to games. And yeah, he did extremely well. And he had the potential to go pro, and he's the one that decided that he was done.
Mm-hmm.
His body had taken a beating for so long, and he just said, you know, I want to be a medical sales rep. He's like, I know I can make really good money, and I don't have to injure myself. And I'm like, that's a pretty smart idea, isn't it? But anyway, yeah, so he passed on December 11th that morning, and we decided a year after he passed that we wanted to somehow honor him and keep his legacy alive. And that's when we started the Win Today Foundation. And how that name came about was, while he was at prep school at Salisbury,
mm-hmm.
the dean of students, every morning they would have a meeting with the entire school, and they'd gather in the courtyard. And at the end of the meeting, he would say, now let's go win the day, boys. And that stuck with Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that became his daily mantra. And he lived by that. And he didn't waste time. And he always had a plan. And he was always doing something productive. And so we thought, well, that's a great name. And let's go ahead and try to win the day every day in his honor. And so here we are. We have the foundation up and running. We are providing free heart screenings in the Berkshires. We are helping families of athletes whom were stricken with sudden cardiac arrest. Because, like I told you earlier, the community rallied around us when Jake passed.
Yeah.
And they were extremely helpful. And we'll never forget that. So we want to continue to pay it forward and help those in need. And we also want to help provide CPR and AED training. We haven't done that yet, but that's on our list. We are going to do that. And yeah, just continue to pay it forward. It's important.
And, you know, like the most frightening part of the whole thing is, you know, he was in great shape.
He was.
D1 athlete, went for a run in the morning. I mean, I've always told people, if you see me running, it's time for you to turn and run because I'm running from something. But perfectly healthy kid.
Perfectly
I remember
healthy.
Seeing it on social media, and I'm like, what? Really? How is that? Would a heart screening have made the difference?
It could have, for sure. The ironic thing is he had a doctor's appointment the week prior to this happening,
mm-hmm.
For his job, and everything appeared to be fine. Did they listen to his heart? I can't tell you that. I don't know. I can tell you that he had a physical the week before, and everything turned out fine. There were no red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And what his cardiologist at Boston told us was that he believes it was an electrical malfunction of Jake's heart. It just couldn't regulate on its own while he was jogging. And therefore, sudden cardiac arrest is different from a heart attack. So it cuts the blood supply off to the major organs. And of course, he went down. And you have 2 minutes once that happens.
Mm-hmm.
To save someone's life. And
that would be with an AED?
That would be with an AED and CPR. combined.
Right.
It's life-saving. You know, I think in my mind, did the state trooper have an AED in his car and he just didn't use it? I don't know. That we'll never find out. But we know for certain an AED was not provided at that time, or he'd still be here.
We're talking with Carrie Hescock from the Win the Day Foundation. We're going to... will be more fun a little later on and talk about the great event coming up this Friday. But yeah, you got some events going on next week that I think we should highlight because, you know, we're getting into high school sports season and obviously we're in a 24-hour news cycle. So we're going to, over the next couple of months, hear similar stories. Unfortunately, for... you know, because it's not like you can, it's easy to detect. And what is the Win the Day Foundation doing to try and, you know, help these kids find out about something beforehand?
Right. So we collaborated with another organization from Connecticut called Who In a Heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Who We Play For in Florida connected us together. Who We Play For reached out to me a few years back. And they were going to help me start providing screenings up here. But then they met another father from Connecticut who lost his 16-year-old son. And anyway, we ended up collaborating together. And they provide the equipment for us to provide these free screenings. So we try to do it once a year. I'd love to do it twice a year. But it depends, like, we don't really have a lot of kids that sign up for these screenings. I think the first one we did, I think we had maybe 100. Last year we did it, and I think we had like, I think it was maybe 60 or 70. We have a lot more youth that play sports than 60 to 100. So, you know, like I said, I think a lot of parents have their head in the sand and think that it's not going to happen to their child. And of course, I hope it doesn't,
right. But
I know it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. And we hear more about it now because of social media.
Right.
But it's been happening for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sudden cardiac arrest has been happening for years. Excuse me. And we don't know why. We don't know why. So these screenings are life-saving. We can pick up on most defects. Can we determine all of them? No, but we can definitely pick up on, like I said, quite a few. And actually, excuse me, last year we had two youth that came to one of our screenings. And they both had to have more tests provided because they had abnormal readings. And so they both ended up being fine, but the parents were so grateful. And one of the families had adopted their son, so they didn't have any medical history on them. So, you know, if parents talk to those two parents, they would probably be more prone to sign their child up,
mm-hmm.
knowing that, hey, look, we had a scare. Luckily, it turned out fine. But what if?
What do the screenings entail?
They're non-invasive, 10 minutes. It's we have nurses who provide the screenings, and then we have somewhat like an admin person who logs in the child's information into the computer, and then the nurse hooks them up with these patches in, you know, certain areas. It's absolutely pain-free. It takes 10 minutes, and the child just has to lay still on the table. They're in a privacy tent. Girls, girls especially, they're allowed to wear a sports bra. The boys have their chest exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have mostly female nurses. But like I said, they're in a privacy tent. Nobody can see them. And it takes 10 minutes. It's that easy. And then the screening, the readings go off to a cardiologist. I think it's at the Yale hospital. And then they review it, and they'll contact the parents if there's an abnormality. And then they'll suggest that they have further testing.
And it only takes 10 minutes. It's non-invasive.
Non-invasive.
Why would anybody not do this?
I couldn't answer that for you. And it's free. Free.
And is it open to any child or within the school district or?
So we have it advertised in the Pittsfield school system. But are we going to turn students away from other school districts? No, we're not. We suggest that we start at the age of 8. If you go younger, they're more antsy. They can't sit still.
Right.
But we think around the age of 8 is okay. It's appropriate. They can lay there. Parents can go in with them if they want. And we don't, you know, we don't discourage it.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, like I said, 10 minutes, you're in and out. What we find, though, when we do the screenings is a lot of parents sign up for the first time slots. So there is kind of a wait. And then after that, it's like they kind of trickle in slowly. So we have a rush at the beginning of these screenings.
Right, and then
it kind of slows down. Yeah. But it's quite simple, honestly. So I really wish more parents would take advantage of it.
And how do you sign up for that? Do you just show up or do you need to sign up in advance?
It's easier to sign up in advance. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a QR code on a flyer that's posted virtually. It's the Pittsfield Public School Athletics site, I believe. And then we have it posted on the Jake Hescock Win the Day Foundation page. And if parents aren't on social media, then, of course, they could reach out to winthedayfund@gmail.com, and I could send the information to them that way. But it is much easier if they sign up.
Of course.
Can they walk in? Sure. But it's just easier if they just sign up prior, and they can choose a time slot that's convenient for them.
And that's coming up at Taconic High School on Tuesday. What time is that?
On Tuesday. We start at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we hope to go till 3 p.m. And so, yeah, we're hoping to have more students sign up this year. And I want to also encourage that it doesn't have to necessarily be an athlete to sign up, because we've seen that sudden cardiac arrest can affect anyone, not just athletes.
Right.
So, you know, parents, I don't want them to feel as though, well, my son doesn't play football or my son doesn't play baseball or my son doesn't play basketball. Doesn't matter. Just if you want your child to have the screening, sign them up. It's fine.
So it's open to any child?
Any child between the ages of 8 and 25.
Okay.
Yeah, the cutoff is around 25 for these screenings. But yeah, and like I said, I can't emphasize, it's the easiest thing and it's free. And you just need to show up. It's 10 minutes out of your day.
I mean, it's we haven't had... not that I can think of, one of these incidents at a top college or pro level.
You mean sudden cardiac arrest?
Yeah, I mean, we remember Hank Gathers, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we had Damar Hamlin, who played for the Bills.
Oh, that's right. That was
and that why that's engraved in my mind is because that happened shortly after Jake passed, and we just happened to be flipping through the channels and saw it, and I knew instantly. I said,
"Oh yeah, yeah." DeMar
Hamlin, he suffered a cardiac event. I knew it, and luckily the trainer was qualified and provided him with CPR and an AED and saved his life. But we also had an incident locally with AJ Riello at Pittsfield High. He had a cardiac event. And he was a soccer player. And he ended up in Children's Hospital in Boston in March of, let me get this straight, I think it was March of 24, if I'm not mistaken. Forgive me, Riellos, if I've got this wrong. Anyway, he spent quite some time there. The foundation was able to help the family. And luckily, he survived, but he had to have a heart transplant at 14.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's doing amazing. He's doing amazing, and we're so happy that he's here.
So the heart screen is coming up on Tuesday at Taconic High School. Go through social media. We'll probably get it out on the WTBR page. just to get that information out there to more people. And then Monday at Darrow School.
Well, that's been canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Lack of interest, or?
I know. So Darrow School had an event, a cardiac event, with one of their basketball players. And luckily, again, they had an AED on hand, saved his life. We're going to do it again, but it just the time didn't work out
right
with them. But they had reached out and knew that we provided the screenings and said, hey, we had a scare here. We had a cardiac event. Luckily, we saved his life, but we want to make sure this doesn't happen again. So they're looking at their calendar, and we'll get that scheduled again.
And you know, that's a school that's really gone all in on sports. I mean, they got great basketball teams.
They do.
And things like that. So they've gone more the prep school route. How do you go about getting AEDs into people's hands? Because you've talked about how important, you know, you got 2 minutes with the AED.
You've got 2 minutes. Yep. So again, because we've collaborated within a heartbeat, we are able to purchase them from them. They give us, call it a little bit of a discount, but we pay about $850 per AED. So if anybody, you know, is in need of one, they can reach out to us and we can make that happen. And right now we're working on getting them into the Pittsfield school buses because we found out that the bus drivers are certified in CPR training and AED, yet we don't carry them on the buses. And to me, that's just a little alarming. I think we should have them on the buses. So the foundation has purchased 15. We're down to 14 because, like I said, we had a gym from Tennessee reach out and say, hey, we don't have an AED on hand. Would you be able to help us? And so we shipped it off to them. So we're down to 14. But we have a fundraiser coming up. So, you know, each time we raise money, we keep it in the account and we keep trying to build the account so that we can purchase more AEDs and hopefully equip every bus in Pittsfield with these AEDs. I know they purchased, I think, 25 new buses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our goal. And I'm working on a letter I have to generate and send it off to the mayor. And
Now, what happened to Jake, you had mentioned before we started the show, primarily happens to younger people.
Yeah.
8 to 30, you said?
I think, yeah, they find that the studies are finding that, yeah, it can happen between the ages of 8 and 30 years old. We don't know why. We have no idea why. But it happens more frequently. And, you know, who we play for in Florida usually sends me stories of athletes that have been affected by sudden cardiac arrest. And once I receive those, I share those on social media just to raise awareness and keep parents, like, informed that, you know, this can happen. This can happen to anybody. There's a mom from Florida that I met, and her son played in a band. He was in the high school band, and he was at his grandparents' house, standing up, talking to them, and he went into sudden cardiac arrest and passed. Yeah, and my friend Artie, who helps me with these free screenings, his son George was 16, a baseball player. They were at a picnic. George was standing next to Artie, his dad, and he went into sudden cardiac arrest, and they called 911, and the dispatcher, from what he was experiencing, thought that he was having a seizure, and they told them not to do CPR.
Oh.
Yes. And George passed in front of their eyes. And my friend Artie, you know, that devastated him, of course, and he carries a very heavy heart. But he made sure that he was certified in CPR and AED training. And he said, if an event like that happens to me again, he said, I'm prepared now, because he wasn't prepared.
Are these in the gyms in the schools, AEDs, right now?
We're finding that, yes, our schools are equipped with AEDs, and they have an emergency plan. Action plan. So the schools have really stepped up their game, and I think that they all have them. I don't know how many they have.
Right.
I'm sure they have them in the gym, because why wouldn't they? I don't know if they have them on each floor, if they have, you know, multiple levels. But our finding is that, yes, the schools have AEDs. And I know that the athletic trainers probably carry those with them to the games. But if there's a school that doesn't have one, which I'm sure most of them do, like I said, they can reach out and we will help provide one to the schools. That wouldn't be a problem.
We're here with Carrie Hescock, Win the Day Foundation, winthedayfoundation.com?
Yes, it is.
.com. And we're going to take a short time out, and on the other side of the break, we're going to be more fun, and we're going to talk about a great party coming up on Friday at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and that is on the other side of the break here on 89.7 WTBR. It is Morning Drive here on a Tuesday morning.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, so we had a computer issue earlier. Let me fix that. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-da-da-da-da-da. You have to listen to me for a second. Playlist. Da-da-da. All right, here we go. Commercial break here on 89.7 WTBR.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available. All free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available. All free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
My name is Courtney. I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. Substance use is in my family, in my friends' lives, and in my neighborhood. I have lost my marriage, my sister, and close friends. I am the voice of addiction. Addiction impacts all of us, not just those that are in active drug use. I carry Narcan because the person I save is someone's loved one. If I can save a life, I will. Recovery can start with a life saved.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Join Peter and Jessica to relive the magic of Beatlemania every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for 5 decades to Fab Four, where Together or On Their Own has changed the world of music. Tune in to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back here on Morning Drive. Before we continue on with our guest, Carrie Hescock, we are going to take a look at the weather for today.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog. Near steady temperature in the mid-60s. Light and variable wind. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Right now, we're at 66 at our Federico Drive studios. You never see that. You never see it actually drop during the show, but whatever. Maybe the computer's broken. Who knows what's going on? It's Morning Drive here on a Tuesday morning. Another reminder, we're just sort of launching this now. PCTV's turning 40 this year, and we're inviting you to the celebration. Our 40th anniversary celebration is coming up on September 18th at Berkshire Hills Country Club, beginning at 6 p.m., an evening of food, fun, and dancing. Tickets are $50. Ryan Peterson's going to be speaking from WTEN, also a PHS graduate, so we're excited he's going to be there. And you can get your tickets now at PittsfieldTV.org, PittsfieldTV.org. And Joe 80 and the Lugnuts are going to be playing from 9 to midnight. And if you just want to go to the for the dancing, that's only $10. You can get tickets for that as well. You're going to be hearing a lot over that about that over the next few weeks here on WTBR. But another great event, if you're raring to go right now, coming up on Friday. And we're here with Carrie Hescock from the Win the Day Foundation. And we're more serious in the first half of the show. But now we're going to talk about the party.
Let's have some fun. Right.
Coming up, the Celebrity Bartender Fundraiser. It is at Berkshire Hills this Friday night. Tell us about it.
Yep. So we have a great lineup. We have, it's going to start at 5 p.m., mm-hmm. $10 entry fee. We have Marjo Catalano and Heather McNeese starting at 5 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. we have Tony Riello and Jessica Rizzo from Lamash Real Estate. And then we have at 7 p.m., Matt and Alicia Powers from 413. At 8 o'clock, we have Annie Ellsworth and Kevin Sherman. Everybody loves Kevin. Everybody loves Annie, too. But and then at 9 p.m., we're going to go out with a bang with Chico Gelinas and Chip Moore. And we have Moving On playing from 7 to 10 that evening. And they always bring great energy. And we'll be serving some light apps throughout the evening because people are going to be having some cocktails. We're going to be serving Jake's signature drink, which is the 88 Special. It's Jameson Orange and Ginger Ale. That was his go-to. And we'll have some raffles. It's not quite as large as our golf tournament right. raffle by any means, but we have a nice set of luggage. We have a Tory Burch bag, some Gucci sunglasses, a Tanglewood picnic basket with some fun things. And we'll have other little surprises, but good quality items. And it's always a fun evening. So the bartenders have their followings that show up mm-hmm. and support them and provide them with substantial tips. And that's what the foundation makes the money from. So money for the cocktails goes to the Berkshire Hills, and then the tip money comes to the Win the Day Foundation. So I always encourage people, bring your cash. Come on, let's support these bartenders and have some fun, some dancing and singing. And just it's a night full of laughter and love. Honestly, it's a good event. So.
And you get a band there, Moving On, yep. who I've heard great things about.
They're wonderful.
Some of the names, they're celebrities of the community, but, they've served me drinks from time to time. They know
yes,
what they're doing.
It's they
not
do.
Like, it's not like you've just got some random people who are...
No.
Like, do they make the celebrity bartenders? And I know Kevin can make a drink. I know Marjo can make a drink.
Some of them cannot. So they have, the Berkshire Hills will have their... experienced bartenders on staff, and they'll be there to like say, you know, this is how you pour, because let me tell you, some of them have a heavy hand.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
yeah, and let me tell you, Matt Powers, you have a heavy hand.
I mean, and especially when you're talking about an 88 special.
Yes, they're potent.
With the Jameson. I mean,
they're potent.
That could go very wrong very fast if you have them in the wrong hands.
Yes, it's so true. Yeah, those creep up on you, so you have to be careful. I stay away from them because, they're pretty potent. But everybody loves them. Especially Jake's friends.
And we talked a little bit earlier about what some of the money goes for, but what does, you know, this, you raise money from this event, what does it actually go for?
So this money will actually help us, again, to provide the screenings mm-hmm. in the future. We have funds now that will help cover the costs for this upcoming screening. But we always want to be sure that we have money in the account so that we can help families if something happens.
Yes.
Like we were able to help the Riello family. I also left out, which I wanted to mention quickly, we helped a mom from Bloomfield, Connecticut. Her son was 14 years old. He happened to be a football player as well. And he passed during practice.
Ugh.
So we were able to send mom funds to help her with his service. And anyway, so the money does go to families of athletes stricken with cardiac arrest, the AEDs, and the free screenings that we provide. And also, like I said, we want to have people certified in AED and CPR training. So that's going to happen soon. We've talked to the sheriff's department about it, so they're willing to come on board and help us.
Do first responders have AEDs in their vehicles? I mean, I'm sure...
I'm 100% sure that they do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
I mean, part of the good part about this gig is to have, you know, folks like you come in here and educate me on some of this. Because I don't know, you see it on SportsCenter from time to time, somebody having an incident.
Sure.
But you don't really...
You don't think about it.
You don't, exactly.
You don't think about it. It's something I didn't think about until it happened to us. And then when it happened, I was like, oh my God, you know, we've got to educate people. We had to educate ourselves. You know, we were in utter shock. We just couldn't believe that this happened to our family. Like, but we definitely don't want another family to walk in our footsteps. But unfortunately, they will. Mm-hmm. It will happen to somebody that we know or that, you know, somebody we know knows. And it's happening more frequently. And I think it's because social media has, you know, been able to share these stories.
Of course.
We want to try to prevent this from happening to someone else. And that's why these screenings are so important. And I cannot encourage enough. Families should be taking advantage of it. And, you know, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You know, the only thing I can say to that is you do not, and I can't emphasize enough, you do not want to walk in our footsteps. Mm. You don't, because it's excruciating.
We're here with Carrie Hescock, Win the Day Foundation. Again, free heart screenings for students coming up Tuesday at Taconic at 10 a.m. And it's just, it's not even athletes. I mean, you don't have to go to Taconic to be a part of it. Just go to, is it on winthedayfoundation.com? Is there information there?
It's not there. It is actually on the Facebook page. So it's Win the Day, the Jake Hescock Win the Day Foundation Facebook page. It's also posted on the Pittsfield Public School Athletic site. And then it's on mine. You know, I've posted it on my mm-hmm. personal Facebook page. But if parents are not on social media, they can reach out to winthedayfund@gmail.com, and I will be able to provide them with the link to sign up for the screenings. Just send me an email, and I'll get back to them as soon as I can with that information. And like I said, if Some parents want to walk in. It's fine. We encourage you to sign up prior because it's much easier. And please take advantage of them. Take advantage of the screening.
And the money for the screenings and things like that come from great events like the Celebrity Bartender event coming up this Friday for 5 to 10. How many years have you been doing this?
Three.
So this is the third year?
This is our third year.
And it sounds like a so rocking fun. Good time.
It's so fun.
And you said a lot of Jake's friends all show up.
A lot of Jake's friends come. Last year, we had such a great group, and it was a lot of... It was a diverse group of people, which made me happy. There were a lot of unfamiliar faces, so mm-hmm. I was grateful for that. And I got to meet a lot of new people. Our community is wonderful. They always come out and support, these great causes. So we're pretty lucky to live in this community. We really are. And we also, in every June, have a golf tournament in honor of Jake, and that's a huge success. We have one of the largest raffles, we've been told, in Berkshire County. And this past June, we had Brian Benlin play, and he brings such a great group.
Yes.
And he's so amazing. And we ended up with 54 teams.
Wow, 54 teams.
54 teams. So we have... a morning shotgun group
go
out.
I was going to say, yeah, that makes it.
And then the afternoon. We have a great group of people that participate. And then we have wonderful spectators that come to watch the golfers come in. And then we always have a DJ after dinner. Actually, Bill Farrell has always stepped up to the plate.
I know Bill.
You know Bill.
Yeah,
everybody knows
know Bill.
Bill's a great guy. So he's helped us out the past few years, but not sure he'll be able to next year. So we'll be looking for one. But it's a great event. And we do very well off of our raffle, which is why I work so hard to push that during prior to the tournament.
So, I mean, it's great. It's twofold because it's great that you get to raise money, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
But... 54 teams times four, that's 220-ish people who are, obviously some of them knew all about the foundation.
They did.
But, there's a lot of them that were like, hey, you want to, I bought a foursome for a golf tournament for this foundation I really care about. Do you want to play in it? And, you're educating 100 more people.
Yes.
With events like this.
Yes.
And something that, they're not really educated on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, do you find at these events where people come up to you and you're like, wow, I just wanted to play golf, but learning about Jake and learning about the foundation was really a big part of this for me.
We do. We do. Each year, word travels and we have more people who want to participate that didn't know Jake personally, but heard of his story and wanted to just be involved. So it's been wonderful. We have local businesses that help support the tournament. The Allegroni Company,
mm-hmm.
Smith Watson, Gable Electric, Pittsfield Pipers, they've always been our top supporters. Pittsfield Co-op has always been, my husband works there, so they've been very supportive. And we have just so many generous people that just send in donations that, hey, I can't be there, but we want to help support the event. And yeah, so we've been really fortunate the past 3 years, and we hope that each year the tournament will grow and more people will come and support us. Last year was our largest crowd ever. I was getting a little nervous, actually, during dinner. I'm like, oh, no, are we going to have enough food to feed all these people? But it all worked out. And it was a wonderful tournament. We're very fortunate. And, we keep thinking about future events and what we want to do to sustain the foundation. So I'm hoping to have another event in fall before winter I don't do winter events anymore because I tried that and it didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. That can
Mother Nature does not cooperate.
That can go really badly really quickly.
Definitely. So I'm just pondering about a couple of thoughts, which I'll probably share later on to see. But I'm just trying to figure things out right now.
If you're just joining us, it's Morning Drive here on WTBR. We have Carrie Hescock from Win the Day Foundation. We'll obviously, this will be up on video on demand later on today. So we'll put it out there on socials if you want to learn more about the foundation. We talked a lot about that in the first half of the show, but now we're talking about the events coming up this Tuesday at Taconic. Free screenings for, basically all youth, basically.
Yep. Children between the ages of 8 and 25.
And you can find that out on social media. We'll push that out on our socials as well. And then one more time, Friday Celebrity Bartender Fundraiser from 5 to 10 at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Tell us about that one more time.
Yep, just sure. It's just a $10 entry fee. We'll have some quality raffle items that we'll be offering. We'll have some light appetizers served throughout the evening. We have Moving On playing from 7 to 10 p.m. They're phenomenal. They are fun. They bring great energy. Bring your dancing shoes and come support our bartenders. Again, our lineup will be Marjo Catalano and Heather McNeese starting at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., we have Tony Riello and Jessica Rizzo from Lamache, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Is it Lamache? Lamache Real Estate?
I'll take your word for it.
I don't know, but forgive me. Forgive me for slaughtering that if I did. And then we have Matt and Alicia Powers at 7 p.m. At 8 p.m., we have Annie Ellsworth and Kevin Sherman. And at 9, we will have Chico Gelinas and Chip Moore. Tending bar.
All right. And that's coming up from 5 to 10. You probably... I don't know if you want to do all 5 hours of it, especially if you're getting the, tell us about the specialty cocktail.
Oh, yes. We have the 88 special, which was Jake's signature drink. It's Jameson Orange and Ginger Ale. Be careful if you're drinking those.
Yeah.
They will serve mocktails as well. So if people are not drinking, it's fine. But please do come support our bartenders. Help us raise funds to sustain the Jake Hescock Win the Day Foundation. And have a great evening.
Carrie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was a lot of fun meeting you and learning more about the story and the foundation. Get out there to Berkshire Hills on Friday for the Celebrity Bartender event. Goes from 5 to 10, raises money for the Win the Day Foundation. You can find out more about the Win the Day Foundation and all the things they have happening at winthedayfoundation.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and we will talk to you soon. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday in the Berkshires. Have a great day.